You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio, we've got the wonderful, the marvellous Penny Ashton. Kia ora, Penny, how are you this morning?
Kia ora. That's a bit my Christchurch roots, but look.
We're just having a big...
Kia ora, morena. Lovely to be here. Kia te pehe koe.
Oh, kei te pai aho. It is lovely to have you in here. We were just having a big yarn about Christchurch off air, but we're actually here to talk about Shakespeare
we
today.
We are indeed. Willie Shakes.
One of those things that I feel like every time it kind of comes into the conversation in theatre, in poetry, in these spaces, it's always a wee bit fraught. People love it. He's a complicated sort of historical legacy in the way it's taught to us. But you're here to sort of pull it apart in your own one-woman spectacular. Tell us a wee bit about what you've been making, Penny. I'm so excited for it.
Oh, well, fantastic. It's called The Tempestuous, a shrewd new comedy by Will Shakespeare and Penny Ashton. And this is my sort of third. I have a bit of a trilogy. They're not linked. They're feminist as well. You can swear on BFM, can't
you? After nine, you can go.
Yes, yep. Feminist as fuck. But, like, the first one is Austen. So there was lots of balls and walks of drinks of tea and stuff like that. Then I did Dickens, mm-hmm. which was a lot more like prostitutes and child murder and things. And now I've come way back to Shakespeare. So what I like to do is I write a new story in the style of... So it's not The Tempest. I want to get that... Some people think it's going to be The Tempest. It's not.
Yep.
It's all around a princess, Rosa, who her father dies and her mother marries her uncle. So, that's Hamlet.
Borrowing a bit in peace.
It's from all over the place. So then he says that she has to get married, and so they have a competition called the Spinsterette. Mm. And that is, so that's, obviously there's The Merchant of Venice, there's Taming of the Shrew, there's Much Ado About Nothing, and I pilfer all of those great lines, like, you know, I'd rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me. That is from Much Ado About Nothing, and I put that one in, and I just love the insults. Like, I've got one that's, you half peacock, you pantalooned puffed bull's pizzle.
Wow.
That's got a little bit of Taming of the Shrew and Henry the Fourth Part One.
Amazing.
I know, and I've really enjoyed finding all the... Because the thing is, let's be real, a lot of Shakespeare makes no sense.
It's fruity language. He invented words to make it work.
Honestly, because I was combing through, like, you know, those websites of the best Shakespeare lines and stuff, and it's like idiom. Like, no one has contributed as much to the English language, you know, one man to the English language. It is kind of phenomenal.
Yeah.
So harvesting all of that, but to write a new story that has some pop culture references, like The Bachelorette, or you have The Great Cicely Tart Baketh Off, and stuff like this. Or the quiz is called The Chaste. So my husband came out with that. I was like, yes, thank you very much. So yeah, so
you're using that one.
Yes, exactly. So it's funny, but it smushes Shakespeare. So if you know Shakespeare, there are a shit ton of quotes for
great.
You. But if you don't, there's lines like Bull's Pizzle and stuff like that. Bozo, he's the host of the Spinster. And he does like a comic soliloquy at
Amazing.
The top that's really bad. Sort of taking the piss out of male comedians and things.
I love it. I love the sound of this. And I think, you know, I love Shakespeare. I am a big Shakespeare nerd. And I always find that when you talk to people who sort of say, oh, I don't really like Shakespeare, I don't really like it, a lot of the way that kind of comes into the conversation is it feels inaccessible, like we were just talking about, or it was taught really badly to you at school or something. But there's so much joy to be found in Shakespeare.
I mean, he's filthy for a start.
Totally.
Yeah, like there's a whole lot tongue in your tail and stuff. When I was in Taming of the Shrew, I was like, oh my word, Mr. Shakespeare, the beast with two backs, you know, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
He's and he really does tap into the basest and, you know, most fundamental of humans, you know, around sex, around food, around power.
Yeah.
So much around power. And yes, I did Shakespeare at university and I hated it. Mm. I hated because we had one fantastic lecturer and one appalling. And the appalling one did the comedies. So not funny. That doesn't help, absolutely. But I had some great English teachers and I was in Macbeth at school. And actually my director is, he likes to call himself his workshop director because I'm too controlling for him to be like... Because I choose, it is musical, so I choose all the music and design all the costumes with Elizabeth Whiting and stuff. But when I first moved to Auckland in 98, so when you were probably not born, my director was directing the Summer Shakespeare, which was a Midsummer Night's Dream. And I auditioned for that the month I got to Auckland and got in.
Oh, awesome.
And Michelle Lafferty was in that, who is Elephant Publicity, and lots of people who've gone on to do Rashmi Pillipataya, Rena Patel. We were all in that. And I love that he's still... directing me in now Shakespeare, like 20 however many years later, which is kind of, and I've been in Macbeth at professional production. I was a witch, and Macbeth is my favourite.
I think Macbeth is my favourite too. Yeah. I just, this, you can't go past the sort of gothicness of it, you know?
Yeah, and I have, and I actually wrote a piece around the pop-up globe a few years ago, because one thing I have hated is the historical slavish adherence to not casting women. Mm. So I wrote a piece about that, because the thing is, to hark back to that as an example of how we're just doing Shakespeare how he should, was a time when women were still chattels, you know. Yeah. You know, we had obviously not vote for centuries, deemed as just reproduction machines, and that's it. So to hark back to that as a reason to exclude us in a modern sense is fucked. So I've really enjoyed, you know, I'm playing all the parts in this, which makes it the most acclaiming of that. And also just things like the witches.
Yeah.
Right, so witches were, people thought witches existed at Shakespeare's time. But what are witches but misunderstood, potentially menopausal, you know, women? So my witch is a menopausal because I've been outraged by the lack of information around menopause. So, because I'm 49 and like double your ages. like more than double. Oh my God, that's terrifying. And I started a podcast about menopause called Showy Ovaries, because we just know nothing about it. And so my witches have some hot flushes, power, some of their magic and stuff like that, because, yeah, women were just so relegated to just, you know, walking menstrual systems, basically. Mm. So, yes, I've enjoyed. I've talked at length just then for
treatise. Yeah. I think that is, for me, what is still exciting about Shakespeare, is that there's so much potential to take it in a potential, in a modern context, in so many ways. And I think this is one of those ways where it brings out all the joy and the laughter and the strangeness and the contemporary narratives that are still so relevant today. Penny, I think this is going to be fantastic.
Thank you.
What's the deal? How do people come and see you? Where do they go and see you? What's happening?
Well, it's actually very exciting. So I'm at the Basement, the Basement is such an important, like, you know, all this bullshit about cuts to the arts and stuff. Like, the Basement, you know, the first show I produced at the Basement was Rhys Darby and the Time Machine.
Amazing.
The second show was called Little Shay, and it had Taika in it, who's just like a one-name famous person now. You know, and so it's just a really important launching pad for new shows and new artists, for new show for me. So, yes, and also they've had a lot of funding to sort of help with COVID and stuff. And so this season I'm making Choose What You Pay.
That's awesome.
So anybody can choose between $8 to $100.
Ooh, love.
Yeah, so if you have more, feel free. But if you don't, absolutely, it's accessibility, which is great. So go to iTicket for the 10-piece stewardess. You can also go to my website, hotpink.co.nz, but don't go to hotpink.com, because that is a very different place.
Good to know.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where you can get your tickets, absolutely. You can read more about it on my website. And all the music, like Robbie Ellis has done that. He's an alumni from the composing music degree here. And we've got like Gershwin, Tchaikovsky, opera, Nissan Dorma, Puccini, all this sort of stuff in there as well.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. When do you open, Penny?
I open on June. Thank you for prompting me for that. June the 13th in like 12 days, and I'm not shitting myself at all.
No.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've hit June, but I'm excited to go and see this. Thank you so much, Penny Ashton, for coming in and speaking with us about The Tempestuous at the Basement Theatre, 13th of June. It's going to be fantastic.
Thank you for letting me be my full unedited self.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.